Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, do you ever feel like sometimes you're living on a different planet? The planet Trump, perhaps? Kate Delaney hanging with all of you. I've seen him pop up a lot lately. Once again, we are talking about whether or not he's going to run for president. Do you think Donald Trump would make a good president? Would he make just as good a president as anybody else who is running right now to hold that office? I can't imagine. In all seriousness, it makes for good publicity for him and conversation. But Donald Trump as president, why? First of all, why would he give up what he has to be president? And I get it. Sometimes you want to play in a different pond. When you are all the way up at the top of the mountain and you have nothing but gold that you're walking on top of as you've gotten there, then power is the thing you crave. So political power, that would be the reason Trump would, I think, throw in and want to be president. But would people really vote for Donald Trump? The Texas governor, Rick Perry, the former governor, thinks that he has a chance, especially on the immigration issue. He says that unless the nation's borders are secured, all the talk about immigration and immigration reform is just a waste of time. Well, no kidding. We've been screaming that forever. That's nothing new. Tell us what you're going to do to end the conversation and to do something about the overburden problem we're having in state after state, where they can't afford to have all these illegal kids in the schools and problems with the hospital and the bills. So figure that out for us. Anyway, I happened to catch Donald Trump on Neil Cavuto just the other week, and I wanted you to hear a little slice of a man who could be in the race this time around.
Well, I built a great company in a relatively short period of time. It's a tremendous company, some of the great assets of the world in the world of real estate and other things. And I am tired and just sick and tired of seeing the way the country is run. I mean, you look at the Iran deal, the recent Iran deal. It is a total travesty what we're, you know, the people that we are negotiating that are representing us on something like that. It's sort of like Bergdahl, 5-1. You know what we get? We get Bergdahl and they get five killers that are out there trying to
do
big damage.
Yeah, it's got you angry. Now, what I'm asking is it enough at this point, unlike 4 years ago, or like 8 years ago, where you're saying, you know what, damn it, this time I'm going to do it. I'm going to run.
Well, I looked at it very seriously 4 years ago, and you know, I came very close, and unfortunately, Mitt didn't do the job. He didn't get the deal closed, and I'm looking at it extremely seriously. I've done a lot of things that I've never done before. I have a very big staff of people, as you know, in Iowa and in South Carolina. We have a lot of people in New Hampshire. I'm going up there this weekend, so we'll see. I mean, but I am looking at it very, very seriously, and one thing I can tell you, China won't be ripping us. Japan won't be ripping us. Mexico will not be ripping off this country like they're doing right now, not only economically, but at the border. You look at what's happening with the border, it's disgusting. So those things will stop and our country can be great again, but we need the people to do it, and we don't have the people to do it. The people that we have, they just don't have it.
They just don't have it. There's one thing I agree with Donald Trump on. Who has it? Who has the qualities that you think make a great president or could make a decent president? I mean, are we down to that? It's like dating. It's like when people are dating and they say, well, he has a job, right? At least he has a job, or at least she has whatever. You know, and they go through all the qualifications. This person has to have 50 different things. And then it comes down to just, do they have a sense of purpose, whatever, they're just stretching for anything. So have we gotten to that point? Are we just looking for someone decent, which is so sad? And what's really strange is there was a Gallup publication that recently came out rating world leaders and what people worldwide, not just in our backyard, but worldwide, think of the U.S., China, Russia, the EU, and Germany. And do you know that U.S. leadership came out on top? And it has for the past 6 years, by the way. Russia dead last in leadership approval. And this was from people from 136 countries. They were all polled. Once again, the U.S. number one. Crazy. But who are we going up against? Belarusis? Kazakhstan? Oh, gee. Hard to surpass those, right? Hard to surpass those places. And eventually, I think that if we continue the road that we're on, it'll flip. So what's interesting is, while the report is kind of on the high side for the Obama administration, it's still much lower than the levels that were there for George W. Bush's administration. So how about that? So still a little bit different. And, you know, the people in China weren't asked to rate their own country's leadership or that of other countries because of the nature of the questions. So approval ratings of Chinese leadership were kind of so-so. And they were the disapproval nearly the same. Well, of course, because they couldn't really participate. So how do you put them in the Gallup poll? I say you leave that out. I mean, U.S. leadership, international approval. I mean, are you kidding me? And again, what do we compare it to? What do we compare it to? I don't know. I mean, look what's happening in the Middle East. Look what's happening in other parts of the world besides the Middle East, Ukraine, etc. And look what's happening at our border. I mean, there's so many things that we could point to and so many ways that, yes, I still think we live in the greatest country in the face of the earth because I have that American pride and because I don't want to see it slip away. But boy, what a joke. What a joke the poll is. Whoever created the poll, I want to know how they really, really implemented it. The U.S., and of course, the U.S. has the highest number of people on food stamps. We've got, we're providing the rest of the world with some benefits, and maybe that's why they're saying we have the greatest country and they want to move here. I mean, that's what all I could think of, really. But shocking. And this is why when Trump says, they don't have it. They don't have it. It'd be great to have a leader that had it, had that quality that he's talking about. And I think part of it is, even if you don't agree with him, and I've said this before, because you will never, I don't believe, will find anyone, even if you're crazy about this candidate, you won't find anyone 100% that you 100% agree with. But if they have a backbone, if they say exactly what's happening, if they tell the truth with as little spin as possible. And for goodness sake, whoever goes into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, I don't think there should be a theme for their presidency. There always seems to be this need to throw out a theme. We're going to be the presidential group administration that blank. It's like the Obama administration. We're going to be transparent, and they've been the worst when it comes to transparency. Ugh! We're transparent here. We're jumping the fence, and I'll meet you on the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Coming up on America Tonight, a conversation with a woman who's writing children's books, 29 of them, about history and tying them to something like leadership. And she's really cool. Her name's Lisa Roberts. And she's going to tell us about Lincoln's final journey, the whole funeral procession, in a sense, for him when his body was taken around the country on a car, on a rail car, on a train. And 7 million people came out to see that. And, of course, I remember a little bit about that from history, the bigger details of it. But she goes a little bit deeper than that. It's incredibly fascinating to me. And I've said this a million times. A lot of you call up and you're this way. In fact, this audience, I just started thinking about this the other day. I think the common denominator for many of you that call in, and maybe that's part of that passion and the how you feel about what's happened in Washington and what really rolls out of Foggy Bottom, is because you really like history. You follow history and you see we're still a young country and what happened in the past and what's going on with the Constitution and why is this being violated and I don't like this and, you know, maybe we need to have a flat tax and, you know, a plethora of things that we talk about that all go back to the twisted web of politics and, you know, where we've ended up. So you don't want to miss that. I think it's great that she's doing these books, and I like where she ends up, too. It's great. She takes you from one part of the country, one historical nugget, to the next. Speaking of history, a pretty rough thing for Ben Affleck, and boy, I don't blame him for this. Ben Affleck ended up apologizing for PBS, for a PBS slavery censorship. Here's what happened. There is a program that they do on PBS, Finding Your Roots, and it's a program where you voluntarily provide, you know, information. So I'm sure he was excited as anyone else to, yeah, let's trace this. Let's go back. Because there's this big push, and a lot of people are tracing, people love it, genealogy, tracing their ancestry. That's why Ancestry.com got so much traction, to find out what was in your past. There was another television show about that where they took celebrities and traced them back to all kinds of places. So what happened with Affleck was this. That somebody, a distant relative in finding your roots, it was discovered that one of his relatives was an owner of slaves. And he said he didn't want any television show about his family to include a guy who owned slaves, that he was embarrassed. And he said, of course, it made him feel terrible. So he decided what he lobbied to not have that in the show. And, you know, to skip the slave owner and to not show that, to not do that. So here's the thing. It's, you know, finding your roots, because you provide the voluntary stuff about your family. Of course you'd be vulnerable. What could you uncover? What could happen? And of course, you know, here's the thing. You can't, if you decide you're going to do it, it's good that all this sort of came out, because it's not his fault, and whatever happened back in the past of history, it is what it is. And if you agree to do that and then things are uncovered, I think you have to roll with it. And so now, because it's leaked out, he's saying, I regret my initial thoughts that the issue of slavery not being included in the story. And, you know, he said what I said, you can't neither credit or blame for your ancestors, and the degree of interest in the story suggests we're still, he says, because there's so much interest in him being tied to a slave owner that we're still grappling with the legacy of slavery, and it's worth looking at. And he said, I don't like that the guy is an ancestor. I'm happy that this history is being talked about. Boy, that would be brutal, wouldn't it? So it's, guess, you know, you're just like, you're busted. It's like your family is busted, because usually it's something cool. So they trace somebody's roots and it's like, oh, you know, your great, 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 great aunt, like, led a revolution against the worst dictator on the planet at the time, or chipped in and helped all the poor people that were affected by the Civil War, whatever it is. You know, there's always some incredible thing. And of course there's always the chance that something like what happened with Affleck would happen, that you trace it back, and so, you know, it's a whole slave thing. And I guess here's the thing, he had ancestors all around this, so it wasn't just, he had ancestors on the other side too. And I mean, that's what the deal is. I mean, really, do we, I guess it's because especially Affleck is so politically oriented, he doesn't like that, because then that ties him, it ties his family to that, which, you know, is kind of a crazy thing. I'll just admit this on the air. I had a great, great, great uncle in Ireland who was a horse thief, and the British hung him. Now, I would like to know the details on that, and whether they just hung him because they hung him because he was Irish. I have no idea. Because I know when I went to Ireland, they told me it was so brutal that at times they would, literally, the British would go, okay, let's count the people. Every sixth person, boom, we're killing them. Every sixth person, boom, we're killing them. And, you know, then you go to England and you hear a different version of some of the things that happened in Ireland. So I guess there's a lesson in this. If you're going to trace your ancestors, there is always a chance that you might not like what you find out in the end, right? You just might not like it. It's not all, wow, they were amazing. And the Ancestry.com, like I mentioned, I know a lot of people that are doing it. And it is funny because everybody who tells me they're tracing it, they always tell me some incredible story. And there has to be some of us tied to, like, Attila the Hun. Because the odds are there's definitely some of these bad people out there in history. So some of us probably would be tied to some of those people. I got to mention this, Google. And the reason I'm mentioning Google is the Loch Ness Monster. When I was a kid, my grandmother Delaney used to talk about the Loch Ness Monster. I have no idea. I just kind of had a fascination with it for some reason. They might have been showing programs about it, or I think people talked about it in school. So I could never, there was a period where I couldn't get enough about this whole mythical creature. So this is what the deal is. Google launched, I guess, a whole bunch of underwater and surface images of this lake for people that are searching for Scotland's mythical Loch Ness Monster, and they can do it from anywhere in the world. So the Street View series, that's what I'm saying that they launched. The Street View series includes the castle seen from the water, also Fort Augustus Abbey and the lake seen from what they call Nessie's perspective under the waters. So when you search Google Maps in the area, you know, the usual yellow Pegman changes to a green Loch Ness Monster icon, which can be dropped anywhere on the lake to see the view from there. I think that is so cool. And this was just a project that they didn't tell anyone about. It was just a whole secret thing they were doing. And they were diving into this, you know, thinking about it. And it coincides with the publication date of the Loch Ness Monster photograph that helped make that myth famous. Surgeon's photograph was published in the Daily Mail back in 1934, and that's what started the whole thing, where you could supposedly see the monster's head and neck come from the water. And then that was all later said it was a hoax, but it started this legend. And it brought, frankly, a lot of money to Scotland's economy because people would visit Scotland and they wanted to see this whole Loch Ness Monster thing. And now you have a street view and you can go and you can Google Loch Ness and see that image. Oh, must be nice when you've already created all these things where you can just say, we have a secret project. It's going to be street view of this mythical legend, the Loch Ness Monster. And somebody gets paid, a whole group of people get paid to sit there and think about, how do we create this street view? Let's make this map. What a fun couple of weeks or however long it took that would be for the people involved in that project. I guess there's some advantages to working for a company that does your laundry, feeds you, and everything else in between. Of course, you have to be there for X amount of hours, I'm certain. But that would be a cool project, no doubt about it. All right, coming up, the Lincoln train, what that was like, and, you know, all the stops along the way, which there were very few. I mean, the train just really kept on rolling for the most part. We're talking about that and some more history next on America Tonight.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Around trains, and this train is very significant. You know, we love history here on America Tonight, and you know that, of course, in 1865, on April 21st, Abraham Lincoln's funeral train went from Washington to Springfield, Illinois, and this is the cool thing. How many people wanted to be able to be there, see it, the whole thing? 7 million people. At the time, it was one-fifth of the country's population. They wanted to watch it pass. So we've got Lisa Roberts in our caboose right now. She's going to share this story, virtual caboose. She's going to share this whole story of the 12-day, 1,700-mile final journey. And she's going to be one of the first people to tour this recreated reproduction of 63, Leviathan 63, which was the steam locomotive and, you know, the ultimately the funeral car for Abraham Lincoln. And we'll get into some other things, too. She's authored a book series featuring a boy and a girl riding across the country with Lincoln's spirit. And I just absolutely love it. Lisa, thanks so much for taking some time out and joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Thank you.
So what drew you to this story about Lincoln?
Well, like everyone else, I was always fascinated with his leadership ability and just the whole process of going against the the nature of the way it was in the 1860s and doing the right thing, even though everyone else was telling him otherwise. And he fought that, and he fought a good battle, for lack of better words. But I kept having dreams of Lincoln, and he was talking to me and telling me that I needed to start a new revival with the youth today, with some of the values, America's founding values, that were that are missing in America today, and he wouldn't go away. So I started writing the book series and started doing a lot of research on him, of things that I didn't quite learn in school. They just kind of touch over it. But when you read so much about this man, it's fascinating.
Boy, that's the truth. And so I think people kind of know about the train, but they don't know a lot of those details. So 7 million people, that is staggering at the time for sure, isn't it?
Yes, oh, for sure. And the train went over 1,600 miles to get to Springfield, and they ended up, of course, on May the 4th, and his son, Willie, went with him. They took his body along with Lincoln and buried it in Springfield as well on May the 4th. And Dave Clokey, he has rebuilt Leviathan 63, the steam engine, and rebuilt Lincoln's funeral train to the T. It's absolutely beautiful. And they're going to kind of uncloak it in Springfield on May the 2nd at the Crown Plaza. And that is very near to where the train stopped and to where they took his body off before they took him to bury him. And they were so wanting to make the trip exactly like this. But with the train being so slow and the commerce the way it is with the train system, they were going to have to truck it more than they were going to have to put it on the railway. And Mr. Clokey is so about education, and he wanted the people to touch it, to breathe it, and to look at it. And how can you do that when it's on a truck? So what they're doing is they're going from Elgin, Illinois, to Springfield in May, May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And then they're visiting different cities with Leviathan and the funeral car, so everyone will be able to also tour it.
Wow, that is very, very neat. And you're going to see it too, right? You're going to get
yes.
to see it.
Yes, we're going to be one of the first people to see it. They're having a little fundraiser there at Crown Plaza, and we're going to be there and listen to Mr. Clokey tell all the details, the trials and tribulations about how this came about and how he was able to build it. He is a master. He's just a master engineer. In fact, he's the engineer in the children's book series.
Of course.
I was so impressed with him and the train. And Leviathan 63 takes the children across the nation to discuss all these important subject matters. So it was interesting talking with him. Yes. And doing research on him as well.
And we'll tell everybody this. You're a former preschool teacher, and you're all about obviously some history here. Do you think there is a lack of, and you said it in the beginning, there was things you just didn't learn in history class. Do you think there's a lack of teaching kids about some of the fun, cool facts or interesting nuggets of information when it comes to history?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I state that we're reaching back to move forward, reaching back. Each historical person that is in each book, there's 29 of them, has a lesson. Lincoln's was on leadership, and Lewis and Clark is on being a pioneer today with that pioneer spirit. And they all talk about mistakes they made. They're in history. They're documented. But they make them real to the children, and they convey this to Aiden and Addie, the two main characters. And then they, in turn, talk to the children in all the cities that they visit, and they just have a revival with schools and churches and communities coming together with their parents, talking about the history, how we can learn from it, and how we can move forward today of things that are missing, that were very important to the fabric of America.
So the Lincoln book is the first one. You have the other 29. The second one that's coming out soon is one of my favorites. When I was a kid, and I was a big history fan, I did excelled in history. And I grew up outside of Philadelphia, so we would see the Liberty Bell and all of that every single day of our lives. So it meant something to history, meant something to me. But you talk about Lewis and Clark and Sacagawea. And I was always fascinated with Sacagawea. And then they go and they put Sacagawea coins, a dollar coin, you know, it was a dollar, in Philly. And then when you get on the trains, you still can get them. They're not out yet. And it's just the craziest thing. It's like, wow, this has come full circle. So how did you choose what you chose? Did you do it geographically, by a timeline? How did you choose that, okay, Lewis and Clark were going to be second?
I believe that it was, I was just so on the pioneer spirit. I just thought, of course they leave from Texas and they go from west to east, and then they go in the south, and then they go in the middle. So yes, geographically. But I just thought the pioneering spirit was so important for kiddos today to learn how they can do that within their own families, within their own schools, their communities, and the state, and then the nation, where it starts from ground up and not from the top down. And that's the reason I chose them. And I was in love with Sacagawea, too. A little Addie, the 11-year-old character in the book series, really falls in love with Sacagawea. Her spirit, she was 16. She was only a teenager when she was doing this.
Right.
But she fell in love with her spirit, and I learned a lot from her.
So we've got Lewis and Clark and Sacagawea, and then what's your third?
The third one is with President Washington, and that's on patriotism, on bringing back patriotism to American children, and what it is, how he went about doing this at a time to when it was, you know, against England, but bringing that back into the country. The fourth one is on gardening in your own space, and that's with Bernard McMahon, and that's where you can even grow gardens in New York City. When you're hanging off a balcony, it helps children learn to like their greens if they can grow them themselves. And that's a proven fact.
No kidding, because then you can feel it, touch it, the whole thing. So
yes.
Did you lay out every, as you're going along, do you know what you're ending with yet?
Oh, yes. I am. It ends in 2021, and the Aiden and Abby are 18, so the children that are reading the series can grow along with them and through teenagehood and getting into adulthood. And the last one is about hope, and it's God. God speaks to the children.
Wow.
And talks about hope, not giving up, and moving forward.
I love that.
The last one.
Wow. Hey, that is so cool. I like how you start and that everything ends with a lesson and that kind of thing. What's your hope with these books? That, of course, you want people to get them, but is the hope that, because you were a teacher, that a lot of school kids, a lot of kids will have access to them?
Yes, that is our hope. We're hoping that parents working with their children can help them get back to the basics of America's founding values and find them to be important. It has to be with the family. It can't just be just the children, but the children need a voice. And a lot of times if you empower them to speak and to talk about these issues with mentorship on the side, they can do it. That's where our future lies, right there with this age group that's coming up.
I so agree. If somebody wants to get a copy of the first book, where can they get it?
They can go to AidenandAddie.com, and that they can go to Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm, of course,
Amazon.
It's
Back to Basics with Aiden and Addie.
Perfect.
And on Barnes and Noble's too.
Barnes and Noble. All right. Lisa Roberts, good luck, and thank you so much for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thank you. Have a great evening. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
attention, taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle your processes. Here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Of We Can Count here on America Tonight. It's all about the numbers, isn't it? You know that. It's all about the numbers. Even if they add them up incorrectly for you when you go to the store and you have to check their work, it's still about the numbers. So let's give you some numbers. Here was a big one that I saw earlier in the day, and it has to do with a Japanese train. 374 miles an hour. Can you imagine a train going that fast? It is a world record. It's the maglev train. It's magnets that actually push the train forward, which is so really, really very cool. They hope that this train will be fully operational in the next 10 years. So you get a sense of what it means for a train to go that fast. The hope is that this train will operate between major cities in Japan. And what they're talking about is once the Japanese railway maglev train is is fully operational and they feel like it will be, the trip that they really want to see is this planned route between Tokyo and Nagoya, which is 5 hours by car. If this train works, it would be 40 minutes. That's mind-blowing. I mean, that's mind-blowing. In 40 minutes, you could shave off that much time, 5 hours, go from 5 hours to 40 minutes. And in the U.S., we have nothing like it. So will we try to catch up with the Japanese when it comes to transportation? I don't know. For some reason, I kind of doubt it. They really, really kill us when it comes to the trains. Incredibly innovative with their rail system, because they're trying to move people, too, as fast as they can. All right, this is a sad story, but I've got to throw it in here because of the fact that it's just so shocking, and the amount is what's so shocking. A Utah mom admitted to killing 6 of her babies after giving birth, and she pled guilty in February to 6 counts of felony murder. She's going to spend at least 30 years in prison before she's eligible for parole. The judge said, "I really thought I had seen it all," during the sentencing on Monday. And what happened was, about a year ago, the police were called to the house after the estranged husband of the woman found the baby wrapped in a plastic bag in the garage. And eventually they found the bodies of 7 infants. She strangled or suffocated at least 6 babies immediately after she gave birth to them between 1996 and 2006. The 7th, she said, was stillborn. Each baby was found wrapped in either a towel or a shirt, placed in a bag, and was contained in separate cardboard boxes. Oh, wow. Megan Huntsman, 40 years old. Shocking. I mean, the people in the neighborhood were shocked. The estranged husband was shocked. I guess depression, alcohol, all that kind of stuff was what they're blaming it on. She had a meth habit that she said she kicked. And the father of all 7 kids said he wasn't aware of any of the pregnancies. Wow. I mean, that is, the judge is right. That is a wild story. A wild story. So at least 30 years before she's eligible. And that's before she's eligible. Before she's eligible for parole. I mean, who knows if she gets parole. Personally, does she deserve parole? Can you imagine that? Brand new babies. Whew. And this is what I don't always get. And I don't get this. There's so many people that would adopt those babies that easily could have given up for adoption. Remember the no questions thing where you could drop a baby off at a fire station? And I think they have that in Utah. All right, whatever happened to Mohamed Morsi? Well, Mohamed Morsi went from prison to the presidency. Now he's back in prison. Yep, the booted president was convicted on charges of violence and inciting violence and sentenced to 20 years in prison for the torture of protesters outside the presidential palace in December of 2012. He was acquitted of murder and the deaths of the protesters. He stood trial with 14 others, including some of his staff. All 14 were also convicted of violence and inciting violence, and were all also acquitted of murder. Morsi became Egypt's first democratically elected president. Remember, we really backed him in June of 2012, and then was deposed by a popularity-backed military coup in a year later, in July of 2013. His party said it was a travesty of justice, and it's a sad and terrible day in Egyptian history. And like I said, Mohamed Morsi, we were backing Mohamed Morsi with everything that you can imagine. Everything that you can imagine. If you were wondering what happened to Whitney Houston's daughter, because remember that was, a lot of people were talking about Bobby Christina is her name, and then suddenly you didn't really hear very much about that in the last couple of weeks, and why is that? What's the reason for that? At first there was a watch as to whether or not she was going to die. Now they're saying that her brain damage is irreversible. That's what her grandmother is saying anyway. She's, of course, the daughter of Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown. And she's been clinging to life since she was found floating in a bathtub at her house back in the end of January. She's just 22 years old, so she's still in a hospital as they figure out what they're going to do. She's unresponsive. So they meet with the doctors, and, you know, they say that she could live with this condition for a lifetime. So what do they do? It sounds like that, you know, she has a trach in her throat. She's not responding to visitors or voices. And it sounds like they're just going to, for now, just stay the way that she is. They don't have plans right now to, unplug her or whatever. And that's why you haven't heard very much. That the grandmother's saying that irreversible brain damage. So they're just praying for a miracle. And she's going to be in that state until they decide maybe something different. Chris Christie is on the campaign trail. Well, that's no surprise. But Christie says the U.S. needs to take another look at NAFTA. Ugh, we are back to NAFTA. And what does Chris Christie mean by that? And when is he going to tell us that he's officially in this thing, by the way? Well, he's saying that, and lately he's been hitting up a lot of the hard, I shouldn't say the hard subjects, but lately he's been hitting up a lot of subjects. He is, I think that's the whole idea. He's going to get out there and just kind of lay the groundwork and then say, I'm in. So he was at the annual Washington Conference on the Americas, so it was popular for him to say that. And it's an event that's hosted at the State Department by the Council of the Americas. It's interesting because it's a rare issue where Republicans agree with the president. Christie stressed that the authority has to come with confidence in the people who are negotiating the agreements, but he said the government needs to take another look at NAFTA. He didn't go into a lot of specifics, but he says it's been 20 years since NAFTA was out and was put into effect, and that we need to be talking to the right people with this. And he outlined kind of his vision for North America, saying the United States has to have a better relationship with the neighbors to the north and south, which he says have been neglected by members of both parties in the U.S. Okay, here's the first thing I want him to work on. We need to stop being the largest employer of all the people from Mexico. They need to start looking at their middle class because they don't have one. They have the haves and the have-nots and rely completely on the United States. So that's one thing to take a look at. How about that? Let's have some kind of agreement with whoever the Mexican president is, whoever comes in next, because it hasn't worked lately very well for us. All right, that's it for the numbers and that version of We Can Count. Thanks to all of you for listening to the show and sending us your emails loaded with thoughts. And also to young Patrick for his help on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
The IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account. You need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.